play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
The Quincy Notre Dame Lady Raiders are here. Hello, everybody. Eric Gibson is off today. Tom Meredith is taking his place. I'm Jim Wyman. We're just about ready for high school girls basketball as the Silver Streaks of Galesburg, 13-9 on the season, take on the Quincy Notre Dame Lady Raiders. Quincy Notre Dame losing only two games on the season, one of them Saturday night as they lost to Morton 50-49, the other one at St. Louis during Thanksgiving when they lost to Incarnate Word. Let's go down to Bill Allison, our public address announcement, announcer for the announcement of our starting lineup.
Lady Raiders of Quincy Notre Dame against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Here are your starting lineups. First for the Lady Raiders, a 5'9 senior, number 3, Kristen Gangenbacher. A 5'8 sophomore, number 12, Erica Obert. A 5'10 junior, number 20, Quenna Keating. A 5'11 senior, number 24, Mary Hugenberg. And a 5'8 senior, number 31, Cassidy Foley. The Raiders coached by Eric Orne, assisted by Kevin Meyer and Mark Longo. And now the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5 sophomore, number 3, Caitlin Boydston. A 5'8 junior, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'4 senior, number 34, Haley Kelso. A 5'9 junior, number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a 6'1 sophomore, number 54, Shaylee Florine. Silver Streaks coached by Mr. Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison and Jay Barsinger.
Our officials for the game today, Chris Smith of Macomb is the referee, Justin Bowling of Bloomington, and Rachel Long of Macomb. She's from Knoxville originally. Rachel Lentz of Macomb, originally from Knoxville, will be the officials. At center court, Quincy Notre Dame and Galesburg set to jump on up the streaks in their home white uniforms with silver streaks in black across the chest. Quincy Notre Dame in their traveling dark uniforms with the black uniforms with gold Notre Dame across the chest. Quincy Notre Dame wins the opening tip. They get it right down and right up and through is Mary Beth Hugenberg, and she goes right to the basket after the winning of the tip. Full court pressure by Quincy Notre Dame, but Galesburg beats it. Here's Kelso with the three, right wing, in and out and in again. Whoa, here we go, Tom.
There we go. That's what you want. Streaks to have some confidence from the start. Hit a couple of shots and be right in this thing.
Back on the attack now comes Quincy Notre Dame. Obert now, top of the key. This is Erica Obert, 5'8 senior guard. Obert goes on the right side, got it over there to Foley. Now back to, still on the right side. Foley lost the ball. Ball goes down. We're going to get a held ball here as Casey Williams was down on the floor with Notre Dame's Gangenbacher, Kristen Gangenbacher. And so it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
Nice job by Casey. Just reached in and swatted it away and was able to get it tied up.
Florine will throw it in against the full court pressure by the Lady Raiders of Quincy Notre Dame. Back to Florine. Florine now gets it to Boydston, and Boydston will bring it up. Boydston, right side Kelso, cross court Williams. Williams now drives the foul line, fakes the shot, gets it back out to Boydston. Boydston, right side Sabrina Clay for the streaks. Clay now is going to be held up, and she gets tied up by Gangenbacher, and we'll get a held ball, and it'll belong to Notre Dame.
Yeah, rather than kind of sweeping through for the ball, Sabrina just kind of brought it down to her waist, and they were able to reach right in and grab a hold of it. So each team with a turnover now.
Cassidy Foley inbounds it to Obert. And now they tried to get it underneath. It was tipped away. They were looking underneath, and so it'll go over to, it'll be Quincy Notre Dame's ball. It'll be triggered in by Cassidy Foley underneath the Notre Dame basket. They're going from left to right. Inbounds pass now. They get it inbounds to Hugenberg, and she puts it up, and she's fouled, and the ball's going to go in.
Yeah, that was a situation there. Shaylee had her back to the inbound. I think maybe if she was kind of playing open to the ball and the person she was guarding, she might have had a chance to get a hand on that ball because the pass was just barely over her outstretched fingertips.
Ball's on Sabrina Clay. That's a first team foul against the Silver Streaks, and the free throw is perfect from Mary Beth Hugenberg. She has 5 points, 5-3 in favor of Quincy. Full court pressure in the backcourt. They get it into Casey Williams. She gets bumped a couple of times, no whistle. Back to Florine. Now right side Kelso over the timeline to Boydston. Boydston now comes all the way down. She tried to get a shot up. It was knocked away by Obert. Now the ball goes down on the floor, and we're going to whistle and a foul called here.
Looks like on the reach, it's going to go against, I think, Cassidy Foley. We got a piece of the wrist of Kaylin Boydston.
Foley's first team foul against the Lady Raiders. Boydston underneath the Galesburg basket down below us. Comes into Kelso high right side. Back up top of the key to Williams. Bounce pass now to Boydston. She's double teamed out front. Boydston now tried to get the ball to Florine, but it was tipped away and picked up by Keating. Keating now got the ball ahead to Gengenbacher. She goes all the way down, shovels it underneath, and the shot up and three through by Hugenberg is going to be good, and Evan Massey's going to call a timeout.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's not real happy with the way they've handled the pressure thus far. You know, first time down, they you know, when you handle that press right, you're gonna get a possibly a 2-on-1 or 3-on-1 fast break. And they've done that, did that the first time. He got the open three look for Haley, and then that last time with Kaylin, who kind of lost a handle on it, but they're just getting a little bit bottled up against that pressure.
Boydston needed to be more aggressive and go right to the basket there. She kind of hesitated, and that's when they got the held ball. So Quincy Notre Dame comes back and scores. They lead it 7-3 after the 30-second timeout by Evan Massey, the head coach of the Streaks. Galesburg's ball in the backcourt now. They beat the press easily this time. Boydston all the way down got it to Florine, but it was intercepted at the last minute by Gengenbacher of Notre Dame. Gengenbacher gets it out to Obert. Here's Obert back down court quickly. Obert on the left side now to Hugenberg, but we'll get a whistle here.
Boy, that was a great hustle play by Foley because it was a nice look. Boydston did the right thing, made the nice bounce pass to Shaylee, but great hustle play by Foley to get there to knock it away.
Boydston's going to be called for the foul, her first, second team foul. It'll be triggered inbounds now by Foley. And now the ball's going to go all the way into the backcourt, bounce out of bounds. They're going to give it back to Notre Dame. They say it was deflected by a Galesburg player.
Yeah, that's what the Streaks are kind of questioning that.
Now they're going to give it to Galesburg.
Okay, I say Casey got a hand on, but I thought she had tipped it back off of Foley.
And apparently that's the way it went. So it's going to be Galesburg's ball in the front court into Kelso, not to Williams. Williams far right side to Florine. Florine in the paint, tried to get it up. We're going to get a whistle here and a held ball, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Well, I tell you, Florine put the ball down on the floor and over it went right after it.
Yeah, it was a nice move. It was the up and under tilt, but then when she put the ball on the floor, she let the smaller defender right back into the play.
Here's the alley-oop pass into Florine, deflected away and picked up by Cassidy Foley. Foley gets the ball back out now to Obert. Obert brings it back up against Boydston. Obert holds up high right side. Now out to Quenna Keating. Alley-oop pass inside, and they find you right to Hugenberg. And Hugenberg has another basket. She has 9 points in the first quarter. All of their points. It's 9-3. Quincy Notre Dame. Back comes Boydston now. Right side. Here's Kelso with the three-pointer. Yes! Oh, Haley Kelso answers for Galesburg. And it's 9-6 in favor of Quincy Notre Dame. Here comes Obert now. Obert, top of the key on the left side. Got it over to Foley. Now in the far corner to Gengenbacher. Gengenbacher back up top now to Obert. Obert on the left side. Now they come on the high post. Got the ball down to Hugenberg. In the lane, the ball tipped away. Still fought for. Ball goes down on the floor. Now they're able to pick it up, get it to Obert in the paint. She'll put it up, but a whistle and a foul called.
That's the first missed shot of the game right there, but it's missed because of a foul. I tell you, this Foley girl is very athletic. I was surprised they put her in the center circle to jump the opening tip at 5'8". Real athletic. You saw kind of an alley-oop they threw to her. She went up way high and did a touch pass on it, but she's very athletic.
Erica Obert goes to the line. The foul was against Sabrina Clay of the Streaks. That's her second as Obert misses the free throw. Third team foul on Galesburg. We'll get Sammy Thompson, Raina Gully coming in for the Silver Streaks as Boydston and Sabrina Clay go out for Galesburg. So it's Shaylee Florine, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Raina Gully, and Haley Kelso for the streaks. One more for Erica Obert. She missed them both. The rebound picked up by Sammy Thompson. She brings it out herself for Galesburg. Now back to Raina Gully. Here come the streaks on the attack, right to left now. Raina Gully into the front court. Gets a pick on the right side from Florine. Drives the basket, puts a shot up. Yes! And it's good, and she's fouled. Oh, Raina Gully with the baseline drive. She puts it up a little bit off balance, almost behind the basket, and is able to get the basket and a foul call.
Boy, great recognition by Raina. Nice pick set by Shaylee, and Raina did a great job of using. A lot of time we see the players not brush shoulder to shoulder with that person setting the pick for him. She did that. She saw it took both players out, and after a little hesitation, went right to the basket.
Gully misses the free throw, 9-8 in favor of Quincy Notre Dame. The foul there was against Marcola of Notre Dame. Now driving the paint, here's a shot put up by Gengenbacher, no good. The rebound fought for, and we're going to get a hold called here.
I think it's going to go against Casey Williams as Gengenbacher got the inside position, and Casey got a piece of the arm as she came down with a rebound.
First on Williams, fourth team foul on the streaks. 9-8, Quincy Notre Dame. Now they come in. Williams is able to intercept the pass, get it to Florine, and Galesburg gets it. Quincy Notre Dame turns it over. Here comes Gully now for the streaks into the front court. But she did a double dribble as she grabbed the ball with both hands as she was looking to pass to Kelso on the right wing.
Five turnovers for the streaks, and what we talked about on the last inbound under the QND basket was Shaylee Florine having her back turn. What the inbounder tried to do was throw it off of her back and then jump in and grab the ball for an easy shot, but Casey was in there able to get in and knock it away.
Here's the jump shot coming from Cassidy Foley, and she hits the three-pointer from the right wing. Cassidy Foley's first of the ball game. Makes it 12-8 Notre Dame. Back comes Casey Williams for the streaks now, getting pressure out front. Got it to Raina Gully, who calls play number one with her left hand. Now to Florine. Back out now to Thompson, to Gully. Gully looks, right side Kelso. She'll take the three-pointer. No. The rebound pulled out underneath by Cassidy Foley. Outlet pass now, back on the attack. Foley brings it out herself. Now on the right side, they get it to Mackenzie Foley. She goes down in the right corner. Here's the jump shot up, no good, by Kristen Gengenbacher, and the rebound Florine for the streaks. To Gully. Here comes Galesburg right to left. This is Raina Gully. Right side now to Kelso. Kelso gets it to Gully back up top, and Gully is going to set up the play for the streaks. Now to Sammy Thompson. She loses the ball as is taken right away from her by Mackenzie Foley. Fast break ahead now to Gengenbacher. She goes underneath. Here's the shot up, no good, by Quincy Notre Dame's Hugenberg. Puts it up again, no good, and the ball comes down, and we'll get a whistle and a foul call. Well, they're pointing at Florine, it looks like.
Oh, you're kidding me. Wow, after everything they let go, I don't know how she could have fouled. She had both hands on the ball. But I thought Sammy got fouled out here when the ball was stolen. I thought there was a foul on the first shot down there. Then when Shaylee brought down the rebound, I thought she got fouled. I'm not sure how she committed the foul as she's, you know, had both hands gripping the ball.
Florine's first, 15 foul on the streaks. Notre Dame throws it in underneath their own basket. They get it now in the corner to Gengenbacher. She goes right inside. Here's a shot up underneath. No good by Hugenberg, and the rebound controlled by Galesburg. Back comes Sammy Thompson for the streaks. Tried to get it to Lexi Daniels on the near side. It was deflected out of bounds by Mackenzie Foley of Notre Dame. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the near side, just over the center court line in the Galesburg front court. Daniels will throw it in, gets it into Raina Gully. 3:20 to go first quarter, 12-8 Notre Dame. Right side Gully. Gully now, look for the shot. Instead, got a pass into Florine, and we'll get a foul called here, and they're going to call this one against Hannah Marcola.
Nice job again by Raina using the pick that Shaylee set, and unfortunately for Notre Dame, nobody's calling out that pick because they're taking a hard hit running right into Shaylee. Raina's doing a nice job on that.
Marcola's second. That's the third team foul. Galesburg will have it. Comes into Kelso. Kelso gets bumped. No whistle.
Oh, my goodness.
Now they're going to call a travel on her. My God. She went.
Wow.
She was hit by two girls as she went into the lane just beyond the inside the foul line. And the official, Chris Smith of Macomb, just stood there and then calls a travel.
Wow.
Left side now. They get it down to Hugenberg. Now on the right side. Bounce pass now to Foley. Foley now comes cross-court to Hugenberg. Hugenberg had trouble. It's going to be intercepted and picked up by Sammy Thompson. And now we'll get a held ball here, and it'll be Notre Dame's ball.
Have you seen a more physical game this year without the calls being made?
So.
Wow.
Well, Eric Orn got a technical in that ball game at the end of that ball game against Morton the other night. And, of course, they lost. Quincy Notre Dame lost 50-49, so that T was huge in that game. 2:53 to go first quarter here. It's Notre Dame's ball. Kristen Gangenbacher comes cross court now to Foley. Mackenzie Foley will put it up on the baseline. No good. She gets her own rebound as Thompson couldn't control. Ball still 4-4. Pulled down by Florine, and we'll get a whistle on the rebound finally.
Wow. I mean, I thought Sammy Thompson had her hands on that first rebound and got bumped from the front and back, and Foley was able to take it away from her for a second shot.
Quenna Keating will pick up the foul. She's a 5'10 junior, her first. Fourth team foul. Full court pressure by Quincy Notre Dame. Comes in the backcourt to Sammy Thompson. Thompson gets tied up. Boy, Thompson's had trouble, and now she loses the ball out of bounds. Wow. She had a weak pass down here, and now she looked like she was panicking when the ball came into her on the inbounds pass against the full court press. So Galesburg turns it over. It'll be Notre Dame's ball. Gangenbacher, the inbounds pass. Now Gangenbacher gets it back in the corner, takes a shot, no good. Casey Williams pulls that air ball out of the air. Well, brings it out herself. Williams for Galesburg, all the way down court. Now on the baseline, gets bumped, but was able to get it back into Raina Gully as she fell out of bounds. Gully now comes out at center court. She's being hounded by Gangenbacher. Now Gully still with a dribble on the right side, tried to get a pass out to Sammy Thompson, but will get a whistle and a foul call.
Well, that was a pretty mild reach compared to what they haven't been calling. Quinna Keating picks up the foul, the 5'10 junior. That time, Q&D did a good job on the switch on that pick that Shaylee Florine set. They jumped out and ended up double-teaming Raina, so they kind of bailed her out with a foul there.
The way to beat this team is free throws. They were only 2 of 11 at the line the other night. Morton was 20 of 25 in that game. So it'll be Galesburg's ball. They trail by 4 with 2:12 to go first quarter. Raina Gully looking to throw it in. Now comes into Kelso. Kelso on the dribble, far right side. Thought about the three, but instead comes up top to Sammy Thompson. Thompson back to Clay, who's come back into the game for the Silver Streaks. Now to Gully. Gully holds the ball over her head. Now to Kelso. Kelso, they're right on her, not a Williams. Williams, one dribble inside the three-point line. Now we'll dribble back out, still with a dribble, and she's going to get bumped, and we'll get a foul called here against Notre Dame, and it'll be called against Cassidy Foley, her second and the sixth team foul.
There, well, looks like they're starting to tighten it up a little bit as far as blowing the whistle. You know, it almost looks like the streaks, as quickly as they're passing, are kind of not quite panicking, but I don't want to have my hands on the ball because these girls are so quick.
Comes into Kelso. She'll take the three-pointer. Yes! From the left wing. Haley Kelso with 3 threes in the first quarter. And it's 12-11. Notre Dame by 1. Kelso keeping Galesburg in the contest. Now this is Sarah Arnold who's into the game. Arnold gets it back up top for Notre Dame. Got it to Obert. She drives the lane. The ball was kicked by her. Then went off a streak player out of bounds. It'll be Notre Dame's ball underneath their own basket. Raina Gully out. Kaylin Boydston in. It's Kelso along with Sammy Thompson, Kaylin Boydston, Sabrina Clay, and Casey Williams for the Streaks.
I thought Casey had actually knocked it off of her leg, but they say it went back off the Streaks.
Comes in now to Kennedy McGee, who's into the game. A lot of Irish girls on this team, and she loses it, picked up by Clay. Back comes Galesburg with a chance to take the lead. Minute 24 to go first quarter. Now to Boydston, who calls out the play center court. Boydston drives the foul line, near side Kelso. Kelso gets pressure this time, now to Williams. Around the three-point perimeter to Clay, now to Sammy Thompson. Thompson directs the offense back inside. Now a bounce pass to Clay, the ball tipped away. Clay goes down, and we'll get a held ball here. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. This is Mary Beth Hugenberg. She has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 first quarter points. She comes back into the game for Quincy Notre Dame, and going out is going to be Kennedy McGee. Casey Williams will throw it in front of the Notre Dame bench in the front court for Galesburg into Boydston. Now to Sammy Thompson with a minute to go first quarter, 12-11 in favor of Notre Dame. Right side now to Boydston. Boydston gets pressure from Sarah Arnold. Back up top now to Kelso. We'll get a foul called against Sarah Arnold on Kelso. Her first, that's the 17th team foul, Tom.
Wow, that, you know, like we said, as much as they were letting things go, the first third or two-thirds of this quarter, now they're really, really tightening up what they're calling.
Kaylin Boydston, a 61% free throw shooter on the season, 11 of 18 for the Streaks. She's a 5'10 sophomore for Evan Massey's Silver Streaks, and she hits it. Tied at 12.
We'll take away the Streaks' 8 turnovers. That was 8 chances they didn't get to score. Who knows what the score could be.
You're right about the panicking, though. They haven't seen a team like this in Springfield. Second one missed by Boydston. The rebound controlled by Quenna Keating. Back on the attack now comes Quincy Notre Dame. On the right side, this is Erica Obert. Back on the left wing. Now they go underneath on the drive. Here's a shot up, no good by Keating. Now it comes back up top to Gengenbacher. Gengenbacher left side. Here's the three-point shot. No good from the left wing by Mackenzie Foley, and it's pulled down by Boydston. Back come the Streaks with a chance to take the lead. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Right side now, Kelso. Kelso back up top now, center court to Kaylin Boydston. She's going to pull it out and look for one shot as we come down to the end of the first quarter, tied at 12. Streaks right in this one. Now to Kelso. Kelso's going to direct the offense. Come on the right side, drive all the way to the basket, put it up, no good. The rebound underneath, fought for, and now it's still fought for, and it's going to be picked up by Mackenzie Foley. Foley now, that's the buzzer, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Quincy Notre Dame 12, Galesburg 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Great legends of the Orpheum stage. Now, pay homage to the WGIL button.
You must wear it to win.
Wear it to win cash.
Great gobs of cash.
Money, 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 money.
Cash!
Money.
The new green WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. Galesburg Nissan in front of Sandberg Mall. F&M Bank on East Main Street. And both North Henderson Street locations. And at Craddy Insurance. North Henderson and Fremont in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans. The most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You'll find new flooring, appliances, and finished basement when you check out the 5-bedroom, 2-bath ranch that's for sale by owner in Monmouth. Set on 3 acres and just 2 miles from town, you definitely need to get the details on this must-see property at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Manuka is the opponent as the Galesburg boys wrap up the Martin Luther King tournament tonight. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Streaks pregame coverage of Galesburg and Manuka at 5:40 tonight on WGIL.
Quincy Notre Dame's ball to start the second quarter. This is Erica Obert now. Obert on the left side to Gengenbacher. Back out now to Obert. Obert guarded by Raina Gully for the Streaks. Now they go on the baseline, and here's the jumper up and through by Quincy Notre Dame's Quenna Keating. Keating's first of the ball game. Galesburg now against the full court pressure. Raina Gully comes over the timeline. All the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. But she's going to be fouled on the play by Notre Dame's Obert.
Yeah, nice job by Raina. That was a pretty good decision. I mean, she kind of drew the defender, but she wasn't stepping over enough, and I don't think she could have been able to make that pass to Sabrina, so she just took it right to the basket, able to draw the contact. You know, it's not often we see Galesburg back in a 2-3 zone, but watching the quickness and athleticism of these ball handlers for Quincy Notre Dame, there's no way you can play a man-to-man.
Gully, a 60% free throw shooter on the year, makes the first. You know, if it wasn't for those turnovers, we could have had a lead in this game.
Yeah, 8 turnovers in the first quarter for the Streaks and 3 for QND.
Galesburg does have a lead now, 14-13. I should say Quincy Notre Dame still has a lead, 14-13. Gully could have tied it up there. Now back on the attack come the Lady Raiders for Quincy Notre Dame. This is Erica Obert working the point up top. Gets it on the right side now to Gengenbacher. Back up to Obert. Obert dribbles between through girls, and it's tipped away by Gully and picked up by Florine as Quincy Notre Dame turns it over. Here comes Gully calling the play to Kelso on the right side. She hands it off to Clay in front of the Notre Dame bench. Now back up top to Gully. Inside Clay. Sabrina Clay is going to put it up and through.
Nice
Sabrina
look.
Clay's first of the ball game.
Nice look from Raina and a nice move. Sabrina felt where the defender was, spun toward the basket, got the wide open look.
Here's Obert trying to get it on the baseline to Gengenbacher, but Casey Williams was there to tip it away for the Streaks. All of a sudden, you can kind of feel the confidence on Galesburg's part, Tom.
Well, hopefully this girl's not going to try to throw it off Shaley's back again. Didn't do it that time.
Comes into Gengenbacher. Gengenbacher gets it inside. Shot up by Keating, no good. The rebound, though, picked up by Notre Dame and put up by Hugenberg, and she's going to be fouled, and I think they'll get Clay for this one.
4 offensive rebounds now for Quincy Notre Dame.
That's Clay's third. Wow. 6-team foul against the Silver Streaks, so that hurts. Especially after Clay getting that first basket of the game a moment ago. Here's the free throw, and it's going to be good by Mary Beth Hugenberg. Hugenberg with 10 points in the game. She had 22 against Morton on Saturday night, 13 versus Peoria. She had 7 in the state championship game against Vernon Hills last year. Quincy Notre Dame's Mary Beth Hugenberg makes them both. She has 11 points in the game. Quincy Notre Dame wanted to play Montini last year, but Vernon Hills upset Montini in the semifinals in 3A, so they had to play Vernon Hills in the championship game. Here's Sammy Thompson had trouble up front. Got it to Gully, back to Sammy. Galesburg has it, 16-15 in favor of Notre Dame. Thompson, top of the key. Not a Florine outside the three-point line. To Gully. Here's Kelso. Gets a screen from Florine. Takes the three, and it's good. Haley Kelso has 12. Galesburg takes its first lead of the game, 18-16, with 6:12 to go second quarter. Back comes Mackenzie Foley now for Notre Dame. Foley goes right inside. Got it to Keating. Keating's going to put the shot up. No, but we'll get a whistle and a foul call.
And Haley, what, four for five from behind the arc.
So this is Quinna Keating going to the free throw line, and she makes it.
I was kind of surprised Coach Orne took the full court press off last time down. See if he does it after this free throw.
Second one on the way is also good.
And they drop back again into the half court.
Back on the attack comes Galesburg now. Florine has it up top. Right side now, Gully. Gully now dribbles the lane, puts a shot up, no, but she's going to be fouled. Boy, Raina Gully, as we're tied at 18, going right inside, putting it up and through, and a foul is going to be called.
That's going to go against
Gengenbacher,
yeah. That's just her first. But, yeah, Raina, I mean, they're playing her defensively really aggressively, so that's, you know, one way to be, to come back with just as much aggressiveness going right to the basket.
Gully misses the first free throw. Chance to give Galesburg its second lead of the game. Here it is, and it's around no good. She missed them both. Back on the attack now comes Quincy Notre Dame. Right side, this is Mackenzie Foley who's back into the game. Foley's able to get the ball down to Hugenberg, who drives the lane, puts it up and through. Boy, Hugenberg with 13 points. She's been the story for Notre Dame. Puts Quincy in front, 20-18. Right side now, Florine. Back up top to Sammy Thompson. Thompson in for Clay, who's on the bench with three fouls for Galesburg. 5:28 to go, second quarter. Now pressure out front on Gully. Got it to Sammy Thompson, top of the key. Near side, we're going to get an illegal screen called against the Streaks.
I think Haley Kelso got the call. It was way away from where the official was standing. It was under the basket on the far side.
It is Kelso. Her first eighth team foul against Galesburg.
And the ninth turnover now.
Substitution as Cassidy Foley is going to come into the game. Cassidy and Mackenzie Foley, the two sisters, bring it up. This is Mackenzie back up top to Cassidy. Now on the left side, Hugenberg driving the paint, off balance shot's going to go up and through underneath. A nifty move by Kristen Gengenbacher, her first basket of the ball game, and it's 22-18, Notre Dame by four. Back on the attack, the Silver Streaks. Kelso now on the left wing, being bothered by Mackenzie Foley. Gets away, open for the three-pointer, top of the key, missed the rim, hit the backboard. The rebound, Sammy Thompson on her back. Got it to Florine, but Florine couldn't hold on to the pass, and it's going to be Notre Dame's ball.
So the Streaks have now turned it over 10 times in the ball game.
Quinna Keating goes out. Hannah Marcola back in for Notre Dame. Here comes Mackenzie Foley into the front court. Right side now, gets the ball to Cassidy Foley. The two Foley girls now in the paint. They shoveled off left side, baseline drive. Here's a shot underneath, going to be put up and through by Kristen Gengenbacher. Gengenbacher's only 5'9". She doesn't seem that tall, but boy, she's doing it inside. She has two straight baskets. 24-18, Notre Dame by six now. Here's Sammy Thompson. Got it out to Raina, but Raina couldn't control. We'll get an over and back against the Silver Streaks. Galesburg looks like they're a little bit worried here, having trouble.
Yeah, they really do. And I'll tell you what, this Quincy Notre Dame team does an outstanding job of moving the ball on the offensive end.
Massey's going to call a 30-second timeout with 4:17 to go second quarter. Notre Dame 24, Galesburg 18. If you're just joining us, the Galesburg boys defeated Maine South 62-47 this morning. And then Manuka over Dunlap 49-48. Galesburg's boys will play at 6 o'clock tonight. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with the pregame show at 5:40. Tip off at 6 o'clock tonight on WGIL. Our next game after this one for the girls will be Thursday night, as the Moline Maroons will come to town in a Western Big Six conference tilt to play the Silver Streaks. 7 o'clock the tip off, 6:40 pregame here on AM 1400.
Well, you're in danger right now of letting this thing get away from you. You've played a really good first half thus far. You don't want to let them get a 10-point lead or better going into halftime.
Need a stop here. Mackenzie Foley gets the ball to Cassidy Foley. Cassidy right side, couple of dribbles. Tried to get a pass underneath, but it was intercepted by Sammy Thompson. She gives it to Kaylin Boydston. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Now to Sammy Thompson up top. Gets it to Florine at center court. Right side now to Boydston with a ball over her head, now to Kelso. Kelso's being guarded by Mackenzie Foley. Near side, Casey Williams. She's going to take the drive left side. Now comes back up top to Sammy Thompson. Right side, Kelso. The ball was tipped away, but Sammy was able to pick it up. Here's Sammy with the drive all the way to the hoop, and she's going to be fouled by Mary Beth Hugenberg.
Well, nice recognition by Sammy after she kind of got bottled up, wasn't sure what to do with the top of the key. She saw the opening going down the left side of the lane and aggressively took it on into the basket.
Hugenberg's first. That's the 10th team foul. It's going to send Sammy Thompson, an 86% free throw shooter, to the line to shoot two. She's 14 of 16 on the season. This is who you want shooting. And she missed it. I jinxed her.
Announcer's jinx. Jinx, yeah.
Here comes Raina Gulley, Lexi Daniels into the game, Kaylin Boydston, Casey Williams goes out, so it's Kelso, Gulley, Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, and Shaylee Florine for the streaks. One more for the 5'7 sophomore, Sammy Thompson for Galesburg. Here it is, and it's good. So Sammy's first points of the game makes it 24-19, Quincy Notre Dame by one. This is Cassidy Foley now into the front court. Gets it back up top now to Mackenzie Foley. Mackenzie Foley over now to Hugenberg. Here's a cross-court pass now. They get it to Mackenzie Foley. Back up top now. Here's a three-point shot from the left wing. In and out, no good. The rebound right back up, and now Florine's going to pull it down as it was Gengenbacher who got the rebound. Now picked up by Gulley as Florine couldn't hold on to it. And now Florine brings it out herself. Gets the ball to Lexi Daniels, and Florine runs right into her. Ball goes out of bounds. No Quincy Notre Dame player near him, and it'll be Notre Dame's ball.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. They both ended up going the same way. One didn't know where the other was going, and Shaylee ran right into her and knocked her down. The ball went out of bounds.
Cassidy Foley has it right side. Back up top now to Mackenzie Foley, now to Cassidy. Mackenzie on the left side, got it to Hugenberg. Back up now to Mackenzie Foley. Mackenzie Foley guarded by Gulley up top. Now a bounce pass into the right corner. They get the ball to Gengenbacher. Back on the left wing now to Hugenberg. Inside in the lane, here's a shot up no good by Hannah Marcola. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here against the streak.
Yeah, Raina Gulley got a piece of her as she went up. Just got her on the wrist as she went up and picks up her first foul. Or no, that's her second foul.
Gully's second, that's the ninth team foul. At the line is Hannah Marcola, 5'9 senior for Notre Dame. She'll shoot two and the free throw is good. 25-19, back to the six-point lead. Kelso out, Casey Williams in for the streaks. It's Williams, Gulley, Florine, Lexi Daniels, and Sammy Thompson for Galesburg. Clay on the bench with three fouls for the streaks. One more for Marcola, and she missed it. The rebound, Florine for Galesburg. Galesburg will bring it back now to Gulley. 25-19, Quincy Notre Dame. They lead it by six. Here near side is Casey Williams. She drives all the way down the right side of the lane. Williams still with the ball, double team, wants to get it up. Now the ball's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to Galesburg. They say it went off of Mackenzie Foley.
Well, Casey did a nice job getting in there to maybe attempt to get a shot, but the mistake she made was that extra dribble and had the ball down by her waist, and they were able to reach in and snatch it away or knock it away.
Kelso in. Lexi Daniels out. The inbounds comes in to Kelso, and we'll get a whistle here. Ooh. And they're going to call a foul. Looks like Kelso's really hurt.
Her left knee. Wow. Yeah, and it looked like they kind of caught her in the shoulder. They didn't even blow the whistle initially. Caught her in the shoulder, and she came down
did
awkwardly.
Did they call a foul? Maybe
yeah,
they didn't call
it? I think they did. I think they did call it. But it was a late call, but she went down, and she's holding that left knee. That did not look good. Because she went, like I said, she went down awkwardly. She got hit kind of up in the shoulder area, was off balance, and I don't know if that left leg came down first. But she was in immediate pain when she hit.
Mike Rux is out there looking at her, and Kelso is down on the floor between.
Frozen nose hairs. Yep, it's that time again. When your eyes water because the wind's blasting you from all sides. But your tears turn to ice before they run down your face. Reduce the time you have to spend on the frozen tundra by making sure your car is good to go at CarMark Tire and Auto. Let them check your fluids and make sure your heater blows hot air, not just dust. And they can throw a few new tires to help you grip the road.
So remember, CarMark Tire and Auto in the Sandburg Mall, Galesburg.
Are we back? I think we are. Okay. Well, we dropped out there for a second. They're still looking at Haley Kelso. Is it her ankle or her knee, Tom? Well, now they were looking at her ankle. Now trainer is holding her knee. Yeah. But she's actually where the pain is, it looks like it's below the kneecap on the shin. But she's not going to be able to put any weight on it as Mike Rux and the trainer are going to help Haley off. Looks like she may be done for the day.
Yeah, she was, as soon as she came down, didn't see how she landed on that leg, and she immediately rolled over, writhing in pain, grabbing that left knee. And she's really been the story offensively for the Streaks, 4 for 6 from behind the arc.
So they did call a foul, and the foul was called against Erica Obert. So at the line is Lexi Daniels, who will go to the free throw line, and Daniels hits it. Daniels on the season is a 50% free throw shooter. She was 2 for 4 coming in. She narrows the lead back down to 5 points. Second one for Lexi is also good. So Lexi Daniels with 2 points, 25-21 Notre Dame. Back on the attack comes Erica Obert now. Obert down on the baseline, got it to Gengenbacher. Now Obert, now the alley-oop pass inside. Instead they come back out with it. Now they go down on the right baseline. Here's a drive by Gengenbacher in. It's tipped away by Gully. But picked back up by Notre Dame and picked up by Mackenzie Foley. And now we'll get a travel called against Notre Dame here as Mackenzie Foley was trying to do the weave with Hugenberg and walked with the ball.
Sixth turnover by the Lady Raiders.
Here come the Streaks with 2:05 to go, second quarter. Galesburg trails by 4. Gully now to Sammy Thompson up top. Thompson looks inside. Now gets it to Raina Gully. Gully with the ball, near side to Sammy. Sammy now gets it back out to Raina. Raina, near side Casey Williams, now on the post, got it to Sammy Thompson, back out to Gully. Gully spins away, comes on the left side to Williams. Casey now with a couple of dribbles. Bounce pass back out to Raina with 1:40 to go in the first half. Here's Williams, thought about the three. She had pressure on her, got it to Lexi right side. Now back out to Raina. Streaks having trouble with this offense, trying to get something going. Now to Casey. Casey fakes the three. Back up top now to Raina with 1:25 to go in the quarter. Here's Williams again, left side into Florine. Florine, one dribble, baseline jumper. Yes!
Oh, nice
little drop. Shaylee Florine's first points of the game. 25-23. Notre Dame leads it by 2 with 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Back up top now, this is Obert. Obert now on the left side to Mackenzie Foley. Now they get it down to Hugenberg. Here's a shot in the lane, put up no good. The rebound fought for, pulled down, and we're going to get a whistle here, and a travel is going to be called against Notre Dame, and they'll call this travel against Quincy Notre Dame's Hannah Marcola.
Well, that was a nice job down here last time by Shaylee. That was a tough shot because the defender, Hugenberg, was right there with her, and Shaylee was able to keep the ball up above her head and go straight up with a shot to put it in.
Lexi Daniels gets it to Raina Gully. The Streaks in the front court with 45 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Casey Williams has it high on the left side. They're looking to trap her, but Williams just stands there. Got it to Gully, now back to Williams. Back out to Raina, now to Lexi Daniels on the right side with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Back at center court in front of the scorer's table to Lexi. She's bothered out there by Gengenbacher. Lexi still with the dribble. Now comes back over to Casey Williams with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Hard to hold for one against this team with the pressure. Now to Lexi, to Raina. Raina has the ball. Now at center court. Raina right side, Lexi. Lexi looking as the ball tipped away from her out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball in front of the Notre Dame bench.
Well, they're nearly over-pursuing at times. You might be able to get a nice back door against them.
Clay is usually the backdoor queen, but she's out of the game with 3 fouls. Williams now will throw it in, comes into Reno with 7 seconds to go. Gully now on the right side. She gets double teamed. In the corner, Lexi with the three. Yes! Lexi Daniels with the three-pointer from the corner at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first half with a score. It's Galesburg, 26. Quincy Notre Dame, 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak's girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
Great legends of the Orpheum stage. Now, pay homage to the WGIL button.
You must wear it to win.
Wear it to win cash.
Great gobs of cash.
Money, 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 money.
Cash!
Money.
Win some cash. Pick up the new green WGIL button at a participating sponsor. Xanadu across from Buffalo Wild Wings. Big Mike Smokehouse, where the old cozy used to be. Tompkins State Bank and Avon. Abington, Knoxville, and Galesburg.
Republican Bruce Rauner.
You hear that sound? I'm Bruce Rauner. I'm running for governor, and I only have 60 seconds to tell you everything I can. 60 seconds to get the job done, or my time runs out. That's how it ought to be in Springfield. You get a set time, and then you're done. 8 years, and you're out. You're done. You go home.
Bruce Rauner on term limits.
Pat Quinn failed to challenge the career politicians and deliver term limits. Or maybe he didn't try. So here's what term limits mean to me. No more Springfield politicians making government a 30-year career. No more career politicians bankrolling millions on the side. And no more government union bosses writing their own raises and sticking the bill to taxpayers. I'm Bruce Rauner. Career politicians and special interests have run things too long. I'm running for governor because their time, it's up.
Bruce Rauner, shake up Springfield, bring back Illinois. Paid for by Citizens for Rauner, Inc.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. That's Craddy Insurance, Fremont and Henderson in Galesburg. Well, Lexi Daniels with the three-point field goal from the right corner to end the first half, and the Silver Streaks lead it at the half, 26-25. Tom, we're happy to see Haley Kelso walking off the floor at half under her own power. She was limping, but she was walking off.
Yeah, that was good to see, because I think we both thought the same thing when she went down, the way she grabbed that knee. It's like, wow, that could be an ACL, and that's going to end your season, if not your career. But yeah, it was good to see her walking off under her own power. So hopefully we'll see her back in the second half. But yeah, like you said, didn't miss a beat. The Streaks did a nice job with all that pressure down the stretch, holding for one shot. This is, as you mentioned during the play, that's a tough thing to do against a team as quick as they are. And then they did a nice job. Again, a really nice pick from Shaley, and I think it was Raina that made the pass. They drew the defenders, and there was Lexi wide open in the corner for that three.
The Streaks have struggled against the press, but they've done all right.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that Coach Orn pulled the full court pressure off. That really surprised me, as much as the Streaks schedule, but struggle. But maybe he thought we got too many easy baskets off of it early.
Let's run down the scoring for Craddy Insurance. First of all, for Quincy Notre Dame, they're led in scoring by Mary Beth Hugenberg, their 5'11 senior forward. 13 points in the first half. She had 9 in the first quarter. Also for Quincy Notre Dame, 4 points in the first half for Kristen Gangenbacher, 4 points for Quenna Keating, 3 for Cassidy Foley, and 1 point in the first half for Hannah Marcola. For the Streaks, they're led in scoring by Haley Kelso, who went out of the game with a leg injury in the second quarter. Kelso with 4 three-pointers, 3 of them in the first quarter, then 1 in the second quarter for 12 points in the game. Also for the Streaks, 5 points in the first half for Lexi Daniels, that 3-point field goal at the end of the second quarter, and she made 2 free throws. She was 2 for 2 from the line. Also for the Streaks, 3 points for Raina Gully, 2 points in the first half for Shaylee Florine, 2 for Sabrina Clay, 1 point in the half for Kaylin Boydston, and 1 point for Sammy Thompson. It was 12-12. We were all tied up at the end of one. The Streaks outscoring Notre Dame 14-13 in the second quarter to lead it. by the score of 26-25. We'll come back. We'll take a break and come back. Tom will have his stats. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
In today's economy, you never know when there's going to be a rainy day. At F&M Bank, you can protect your future. When you invest your money in one of their savings programs, it's a smart investment. Their savings accounts, money markets, and certificates of deposit provide competitive rates of interest and peace of mind. So head to F&M Bank for a secure future.
Your community, your money, your hometown bank. F&M Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The official WGIL forecast, becoming cloudy today, chance of light snow this afternoon, highs around 40. Blustery and cold tonight with snow accumulations 1 to 2 inches, a low down to 1, wind gusts around 30. And tomorrow sunny but cold with a high of 7, tomorrow night cloudy. Temperatures at 1 below 0 for lows. Currently, we're looking at 38 degrees here at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stay up to date with the latest sports information. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Tom Meredith here on WGIL. Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. What do you got for us, Tom?
Well, overall, the Streaks doing pretty well. They were out rebounded 12-10. The difference there, 5 offensive rebounds for Quincy Notre Dame's Dame to just 1 for the Streaks. Shaylee Florine leaded the way for Galesburg with 5 rebounds total. Let's see, 1 apiece for Sammy Thompson, Raina Gully, Caitlin Boydston, Casey Williams. So 9 defensive rebounds for the Streaks, just 1 offensively. Turnover-wise, that's really what hurt the Streaks early in the game. They had 8 turnovers in that first quarter. Did a much better job of taking care of the basketball in that second quarter with just 2. So they've got 10 for the ball game. And I'm sure Eric Oren's not happy about 6 turnovers by his team in the first half.
So the Silver Streaks back out on the court. We see Haley Kelso down there for Galesburg. In fact, she's walking right towards us now on the right side and shooting. The right knee is what she was favoring, and she's still limping noticeably. Maybe it's the left knee.
Yeah, I think it was the left one, yeah.
As she reaches down just as I said that, and now Mike Rux is going to come over. But as we said, Tom and I thought it was a ACL at first, but then where the pain was or where she was holding it was below the kneecap, like just between the kneecap and the shin on the front of her leg. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Want to remind you that Brad Benowitz will be coming up along with Jim Lee for the Minooka-Galesburg game tonight at 6 o'clock. Warren and Dunlap are going to play at 4:30. Main South and Blue Island at 3 o'clock right after our game. And then Minooka and Galesburg at 6. We'll have that game for you with the pregame show at 5:40 with Brad and Jim. I think Galesburg can win the tournament if they win that game against Minooka.
Yeah, I think they at least have a shot at it if they can beat Minooka. I'm not sure what Minooka's record is after they just beat Dunlap in that game. I know if
I think everybody's 2-1.
I believe so. I think had Dunlap won that game, I think the Streaks with a win tonight would have definitely won it. But I'm not sure what the whole parameters are and the tiebreaker and all that. But I do believe they do still have a shot at it. And, kind of watching Haley Kelso in warmups out here. Whatever pain her left knee's in hasn't affected her shot at all, because she's still been dead-eye in warm-ups as well.
She's leaning up against the tiles underneath the Galesburg basket on the east side of the court and trying to work out her left knee, leaning up with her arms against the wall and then lifting her leg up and down, and now she walks off. We'll see if she starts the second half. Our next ball game for the girls will be on Thursday night. There'll be revenge on the Silver Streaks' mind as Galesburg will take on Moline at 7 o'clock on Thursday. We'll have the pregame show at 6:40. Eric will be back, and it'll be Galesburg against Moline. The Streaks went up to Wharton earlier in the year and just were manhandled by the Maroons, 40-20 at Moline High School, and that was a real ugly game for Galesburg. So we'll see if Galesburg, who's played much better lately, what they can do. Galesburg leads it here, 26-25 against Quincy Notre Dame at the half as the two teams come back out on the floor. Our officials again, Chris Smith of Macomb, Justin Bowling of Bloomington, and Rachel Lentz of Macomb. It'll be Galesburg's ball to start the second half, and Kelso's going to come out, Tom.
Yeah, her dad just gave me the thumbs up saying that she's okay. And also, Brad Benowitz, by the way, let me know, Manuka is also 2-1 with a Streaks win. They do win the championship tonight on the boys' side.
So now what are we going to do? There's a problem with the ball. It's going to be Notre Dame's ball to start the second half. So both teams coming out with their original starting five. It'll come in now to Erica Obert, and Obert will bring it up for Notre Dame. Obert on the right side, now to Cassidy Foley, and Foley will take the jumper, no good. The rebound, though, pulled down as Obert puts it right back up, no. And now Florine pulls it down. Back on the attack comes Boydston for the Streaks. Boydston, bounce pass now to Clay. Clay playing with three fouls. Clay now outside the three-point line, hands it off to Boydston. The ball tipped away and stolen by Notre Dame. All the way back down, this is Cassidy Foley, puts it up and through. Clay having trouble getting pressure.
I was like, nice job down here the first time around, although the Streaks gave up the offensive rebound. Now they turn it over again, so two already to start the second half. But a nice job on the block shot by Shaley after the initial offensive rebound.
Boydston feeling the pressure at center court, was trying to get a pass to Williams in the front court, but the ball was tipped away and went out of bounds. They say it went off Galesburg, so it'll be Notre Dame's ball after the Galesburg turnover. Right side now, this is Cassidy Foley. Here's a three-pointer top of the key, and it's going to be good by Quincy Notre Dame's Mary Beth Hugenberg. She has 16 points. Just like that, it's 30-26. Now stolen again by Notre Dame. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound Foley as the shot was put up by Hugenberg. Now to Kelso, and here come the Streaks. Boy, Notre Dame coming out with fire in their eyes here. Galesburg needs to resist. They need a hoop. Now Clay has the ball tipped away from her as it was knocked away by Gengenbacher. Gengenbacher, the half-court pass, got it down. Here's a shot up. No, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here against the streak.
Yeah, Shaley with it. It was a nice move by Gengenbacher. She kind of double-clutched in the air, and Shaley got her on the shoulder as she went up.
We're going to get a timeout called by Massey. Massey's going to call a full timeout with 6:46 to go, third quarter. It's Quincy Notre Dame 30, Galesburg 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
There are great properties for sale in Galesburg and the surrounding areas that you might not be aware of because they're for sale by owner. If you or someone you know is looking for a different house, go to galesburg.info. Click on keyword FISBO for all the details.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
What'd you say, four turnovers, huh?
Four turnovers in the first minute, 14 of this third quarter for the Streaks, so they've got 14 for the game.
Galesburg trails at 30-26. The Streaks led 26-25 at the half. So a 5-0 run by Quincy to start the third quarter. At the free throw line is Kristen Gengenbacher, 5'9 senior after the Florine foul. And so Gengenbacher eyes it, here it is, and she hits it. She has 5 points in the game for Notre Dame. Lexi Daniels in, Haley Kelso out. So maybe Kelso's having some problems with that shin knee. One more for Gengenbacher. Gengenbacher eyes it, here it is, she missed it. She gets her own rebound though, and it tips it ahead to Hugenberg, and Hugenberg puts it up and through. Now pressure in the backcourt, Galesburg has trouble, picked up by Boydston. Boydston got shoved out of bounds, now picked up by Lexi Daniels, and Daniels had it. The ball was taken away from her by Hugenberg, but Hugenberg traveled. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Boy, the Streaks having all kinds of problems now with the press. Florine's going to go out. Sammy Thompson in. It's Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, Sabrina Clay, Kaylin Boydston, and Casey Williams for Galesburg. Galesburg has been outplayed severely here at the beginning of the third quarter. Now tipped away on the inbounds pass. Bad pass by Williams. Shot up no good by Hugenberg, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called here against the Streaks.
That was a tough defensive play. I don't know how Hugenberg did that. She tipped the inbound straight up and was able to catch it and then get herself into position under the basket to draw the foul.
Hugenberg is going to go to the free throw line. She's 3 for 3 from the line today. Free throw on the way, and she missed it.
And that's the fourth on Sabrina, I believe.
Sabrina Clay picks up the foul. Fourth on her, second team foul. Boy, that hurts. Hugenberg with one more now. Left-handed shooter. This one's long. She missed them both. Rebound Clay for the Streaks. Outlet to Boydston. 33-26 now, the seven-point lead for Notre Dame. On the right side now to Clay to Boydston. Boydston guarded by Gengenbacher. Picks up her dribble right side. Back up top, Sammy Thompson. Thompson to Boydston now. Left-handed dribble by Boydston around the three-point line to Casey Williams. Back out to Clay now. Clay gets the ball to Boydston. Boydston working out front. Boydston looking. Now comes right side to Williams. She couldn't control, but they say the ball went off of Erica Obert of Notre Dame.
Well, now they were over there working, the trainer working on Shaley's ankle or something, getting it, I don't know, rewrapped or taped or something.
That's her left ankle, right? I see the tape.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Here comes Kelso and Raina Gully into the game. Kaylin Boyston will go out. Williams now will get it into Raina. Raina Gully now for the Streaks. Works on the right side, gets a pick from Clay. Now gets it back up top to Sammy Thompson. Thompson left-handed dribble, now right-handed dribble. Up top, now to Kelso. Kelso now wanted to take the three top of the key, couldn't get it off to Clay, now to Gully. Gully with a dribble, and we'll get a whistle here and a timeout called by Massey. Massey's going to take another full timeout with 5:42 to go third quarter. It's Quincy Notre Dame 33, Galesburg 26. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news at WGIL.com.
Massey burning two full timeouts, Tom, and leaving Sabrina Clay in the game.
Yeah, we're in that situation like we were in the second quarter where you don't want to let it get away from you. You're only down seven. I think we were down 6 or 7 in the first half when that happened as well, and we made a nice comeback and had the lead at the half.
33-26 into Sammy. Sammy's going to put it up and be fouled. That's what Galesburg's got to do is get to the line. Gengenbacher picks up the foul for Notre Dame. That's her second first team foul against Notre Dame in the second half.
And just like we talked, a little bit of a backdoor play there, and I assume Coach Massey drew that one up coming out of the timeout.
Sammy Thompson at the free throw line. It's on the way, and she makes it. Thompson 1 for 3 in the game today. 86% free throw shooter on the season. Clay will go out now for the Streaks with 4 fouls. Florine in. So it's Gully, Sammy Thompson, Shaylee Florine, Casey Williams, and Haley Kelso for Galesburg. Second one for Sammy's around and will drop through. 3 points in the game for Sammy Thompson, 33-28. 5-point lead now for Notre Dame. We'll get a whistle, and it was tipped away in front of the Notre Dame bench as Galesburg was able to get a hand on it, and Notre Dame will control in front of their bench. Comes in now to Cassidy Foley. Foley back up top. Now one dribble. Near side now to Hugenberg. Back up top to Cassidy Foley. Now on the right side, one dribble for Obert. Here's Cassidy Foley with the three, no good. Rebound Sammy Thompson for the Streaks. Sammy brings it out herself. Left side Casey Williams. Galesburg left to right now into the front court. Williams dribbles between the circles. Right side Kelso was tipped out of bounds. They say the ball went off of Quincy Notre Dame, and it went off of Cassidy Foley.
Yeah, I thought Haley pulled her hand back as she tried to get a hand on it, pulled it back real quick. I don't know that she got a piece of it, but she played it off well.
Now Sammy Thompson has it for the Streaks in the front court. Now to Florine outside the three-point line. Left side Casey Williams. Williams thought about the three, got a pick from Florine. Bounce pass now to Sammy Thompson. Right side, Gully. Gully back up top to Florine. Florine now the pass in the lane, tried to get it to Sammy. It was intercepted by Cassidy Foley of Notre Dame. Cassidy Foley right side. Now it's deflected by Williams, but Foley picked it back up. She'll put the shot up, no good. The rebound controlled by Florine, and we'll get a held ball here, and Eric Oren can't believe the quick whistle, and yeah. On the held ball, it'll go to Galesburg on the alternating possession, and Oren is going to give a piece of his mind to the referee, Chris Smith of Macomb. Back comes Galesburg. Here comes Raina Gully. Gully now all the way down to the baseline. She gets it to Florine in the paint. Florine puts it up, no good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Erica Obert. Obert now ahead on the break to Hugenberg. Hugenberg comes all the way down. She gets the ball on the other side to Keating, and Keating's going to put it up and through, and she's going to be fouled.
Well, the Streaks had the opportunity down there. Nice job by Raina. She took the baseline, had Shaylee open. And the time before down there, Sammy Thompson was open, wide open, posted up in there. But by the time Shaylee got the ball, got the look to her, it was just too late. The defender was there.
Keating goes to the free throw line, and she makes the free throw. 7 points for Keating. Second team foul, or third team foul on Galesburg. Second foul on Casey Williams. It'll be Galesburg's ball, 36-28 now, the 8-point lead for Notre Dame. Back comes Galesburg, comes in now, full court pressure by Notre Dame to Gully, now to Williams. Williams dribbles all the way down the sideline, got it to Kelso in the front court. Kelso now tried to get a bounce pass back out to Williams, but it was stolen away. Now all the way down, the shot up and through by Gengenbacher, and she's going to be fouled.
Well, 7th turnover in the quarter by the Streaks, 17 for the ball game, and I guess the mistake Raina made there, she tried to not have any contact. It looked like she was trying to run away, but kind of bumped her with the body instead of reaching in to keep her from making the easy layup.
Gengenbacher with 7 points in the game, make it 8 as she converts on the three-point play. 39-28, Quincy Notre Dame's biggest lead of the game at 11. Now Kelso in the backcourt, got it ahead to Casey Williams. Williams all the way down. Now Williams holds up her dribble, bothered by Foley, and we're going to get a whistle here and a foul called against Cassidy Foley.
A bit of a touch foul there after a lot they've let go. Now Haley was limping a little bit after she made a pass down here, kind of pushed off. It looked like that knee or whatever it is still bothering her.
Comes into Gully. Gully in the front court for the Streaks. Gets a pick from Clay, who's back in. Here's the give and go into Clay. Clay underneath, but the ball hit the baseline on the dribble as Clay had a little bit of trouble with the pass. Had to put the ball on the floor, and Galesburg turns it over.
Yeah, a little bit of a high pass that time from Raina. Sabrina was opening it, but that's one you need to bounce in there because you got some long arms that are in between you and where you're trying to get that pass, so you need to fake high and go low with it.
3:47 to go third quarter, 39-28 in favor of Notre Dame. Here's Hugenberg, takes the three from the left wing. No good. The rebound controlled by Gengenbacher. She puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, and I think we're going to get a foul maybe on Clay here. If so, that's her fifth. It is. So Sabrina Clay is fouled out of the game with 3:33 left to go in the third quarter of play. She is out.
Wow. That hurts.
Sammy Thompson will come back in. So Clay leaves the game with only 2 points today for the Silver Streaks. She had a bucket in the second quarter. At the free throw line is Mackenzie Foley for Notre Dame. Foley eyes it, here it is, and she makes it.
Yeah, 2 points, just one rebound for Sabrina. Was just really never able to get into the flow because she wasn't in enough.
She got into foul trouble early. Second one is missed. Rebound comes back to Raina Gully. Gully will bring it back for the Streaks. Now to Kelso on the right side. Haley Kelso back out to Raina Gully. Gully holds the ball up top. Now to Sammy Thompson, who's come in for Clay, to Florine. Now to Raina, backdoor Sammy. Pops it out to Williams, who can't get the three-pointer up from the left wing. Bounce pass back out to Raina with 3:14 to go third quarter. Alley-oop on the post now to Thompson. Back left side to Williams. She drives the foul line, looking for the give-and-go with Sammy. Couldn't find it. Now to Florine outside the three-point line. One dribble, Shaylee got it to Raina Gully. Raina Gully now guarded by Mackenzie Foley. Back now to Sammy. Left side, Kelso. She'll take the three-pointer. No, too long. The rebound controlled by Hugenberg. Hugenberg, the outlet pass to Gengenbacher. Gengenbacher all the way to the baseline. Ball hit her shin, but she was able to pick it back up. Near side Foley now. Back around the three-point line. Williams is going to be able to intercept the pass for Galesburg. Now the streaks come left to right. This is Raina Gully. Back down quickly. Right side Kelso. She'll take the three. No good. Short this time. Rebound Florine. Right back up. No, she missed it. The rebound controlled by Foley. Boy, Florine should have made that shot. She had somebody draped on her, but she really had the position. Now Notre Dame all the way down to the baseline to Gengenbacher, and Gengenbacher will put it up and through. 10 points for Gengenbacher. 42-28 Notre Dame. Bounce pass now Gully. Tried to get the ball to Florine, intercepted by Foley. Back comes Notre Dame on the break. All the way down now to Hugenberg. She had trouble on the baseline. Picked up by Williams, and now Eric Orne's going to call a 30-second timeout.
Wow, up and down, and this is, again, you're kind of letting it get away from you a little bit now. They're starting to pick the pace up, and the streaks, just they need to take care of the basketball. They're getting some good looks. Like you said, Shaylee had a couple that she couldn't get down, and, boy, it's really turnovers. Got nine here in the second half, so 19 for the ball game for the streaks. Just two in the second half by Notre Dame. They've got eight on the game.
Boy, Florine had a great shot when she got that rebound and went up with it. That pass to her, she had a great chance, couldn't get it to convert. And Kelso's had a couple of good looks with the threes.
Yeah, and those are what you need. That was the difference that kept us in it early in the game with Haley from behind the arc. She was, 4 for 6 in that first half and really kept us in it early in the ball game.
Montini is the number one team in Class 3A. Quincy Notre Dame second, tied with Joliet Catholic, then Springfield, Morgan Park, and Washington. Who got that one?
That was Kennedy McGee.
So Kennedy McGee on the inbound.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That was, she's not in. I thought that was 14. That was Hugenberg.
Hugenberg again with another basket. So Hugenberg puts it up and through. Hugenberg now with 20 points in the ballgame, and it's 44-28 Notre Dame with a huge third quarter. The Streaks have only scored 2 points in this quarter. Galesburg actually led 26-25 at the half. Back comes Boydston now for the Streaks. Gets the ball to Alyssa Carl, who's come into the game. Now to Boydston. Back to Carl. Carl in the lane will put the shot up and through.
Oh, nice job on the give and go.
Alyssa Carl with the basket. 44-30. Back on the attack comes Notre Dame. Erica Obert now. Backs up at center court, guarded by Boydston. Now on the right side, still with the dribble outside the three-point line. Comes back up top to Mackenzie Foley. Near side now to Sarah Arnold, who's into the game. Here's a jump shot from the right wing by Erica Obert, and it's good. 46-30. Back comes Galesburg now. Over the timeline, Sammy Thompson. Left side, Casey Williams. Williams will drive the foul line, take the running jumper, no good. The rebound controlled by Mackenzie Foley of Notre Dame. She brings it out herself. All the way down court, bounce pass ahead, got it to Hugenberg, and Mary Beth Hugenberg puts it up and through. 48-30 Notre Dame. Back comes Lexi Daniels for Galesburg. Daniels over the 10-second line with 57 seconds to go third quarter. Streaks down by 18. Now to Sammy Thompson. Right side now to Alyssa Carl. Back to Thompson. Now the back door to Carl. Couldn't control the pass. Goes off her fingertips out of bounds. It'll belong to Notre Dame.
20 turnovers in the ballgame for the Streaks.
Quincy Notre Dame will bring it back. Gengenbacher now gets the ball ahead to Erica Obert. Obert pressured by Boydston up top. On the high post now, Boydston able to knock it away from Hugenberg, and it's picked up by Boydston. Back comes Galesburg. Right side Lexi Daniels had to save it inbounds to Boydston in the right corner, and we'll get a push here called against Notre Dame, and they'll get Sarah Arnold, I think, for this one.
Yeah, she had Caitlin bottled up in the corner. They had her double team, and Caitlin actually doing the smart thing, was going to throw it off her leg, but they called the push before that happened.
Second on Sarah Arnold, fourth team foul against Notre Dame. Be Galesburg's ball in the front court here on the near side. Casey Williams will throw it in the corner. Comes into Sammy Thompson. Thompson now with a bounce pass to Alyssa Carl. Back to Lexi. Lexi Daniels now out to Boydston with 20 seconds to go third quarter. Boydston carried the ball. No whistle. Takes a jumper from the baseline. No good. It was an air ball. Gengenbacher pulls it down, but Boydston's able to bother her, get the ball go off Gengenbacher's leg out of bounds. Galesburg will have it underneath their own basket with 15.8 seconds to go in the third quarter.
So a little run of turnovers late here in this quarter by Quincy Notre Dame, but the Streaks need to take advantage and put the ball in the hole.
Boydston now looking to throw it in, comes into Williams. Williams goes right to the basket, puts a shot up, no good. The rebound controlled by Notre Dame's Kennedy McGee. Back into the front court now to Hugenberg, and now we'll get a travel called against Notre Dame.
Now five turnovers in the quarter for the Raiders, 11 for the game.
It'll be triggered inbounds right down here in front of us in the backcourt by Casey Williams. Galesburg going from left to right, which is west to east here at John Thiel Gym. Lexi now dribbles over the 10-second line, holds up her dribble right side. Now back to Boydston, and we'll get the buzzer, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Quincy Notre Dame 48, Galesburg 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Cut!
Hey, it's Demi Lovato.
And I'm Joe Jonas.
There's so much in the world to celebrate. The movies have their night to honor the best of film.
The finest athletes compete for the podium.
Musicians have their time to shine. But how do we honor the kids who are making a difference?
With We Day, filling stadiums around the world to celebrate the good that young people do.
Follow We Day on Twitter and Facebook.
With each follow, school supplies will be given to a child overseas.
We Day.
Join the movement.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Chris LeGros from WGIL. This weekend, take in the food and the art of faraway lands at Knox College's annual International Fair. Students from all points of the globe and here at home prepare delicious samples of their favorite home foods. Get more info at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Tom Arida. Thursday on the WGIL Morning News, 8:35, we'll get an update on the construction at Galesburg High School with Principal Roy Van Meter on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Notre Dame ball to start the fourth quarter. They lead it by 18, 48 to 30. On the right side now, this is Erica Obert. Comes over on the near wing to Mackenzie Foley. Foley gets it back up top to Cassidy Foley. Back on the right side. One dribble now by Arnold. Back on the near wing to Mackenzie Foley for Notre Dame. 48 to 30. Notre Dame outscored Galesburg 23 to 4 in the third quarter. Wow. Back up top now. This is Erica Obert. Right side. Now there's a drive to the basket by Cassidy Foley. Put up no good. The rebound controlled by the Streaks. Back comes Raina Gully now, left to right for Galesburg with 7:17 to go third quarter. To Sammy Thompson, far right side. Back out to Shaylee Florine. She tried to get it to Raina Gully, but Gully had stopped. She was breaking through the paint, stopped just inside the foul line, and Florine's pass goes out of bounds. Galesburg turns it over.
21st turnover of the game for the Streaks.
Now Galesburg will put some pressure on in the backcourt. Cassidy Foley gets the ball into Kristen Gangenbacher. Gangenbacher ahead now underneath, wide open, and the shot up and through by Quenna Keating.
Yeah,
Keating,
nice pass.
Keating has 9, 50 to 30 in favor of Notre Dame. Back comes Mackenzie Foley. Galesburg had the lead at the half, 26-25, but boy, it's been all Quincy Notre Dame here in the second half. They lead it by 20. Gully had trouble up top, was bumped, now gets the ball, takes a shot off the glass, no good. The rebound pulled down by Quenna Keating, but we'll get a foul on Sammy Thompson, I believe. No, the other way. Yes, that will be Sammy.
Okay, yeah, Sammy
will pick up her first. That'll be the sixth team foul against the Silver Streaks. So back comes Quincy Notre Dame now. This is Gangenbacher over center court. Gangenbacher left-handed dribble guarded by Casey Williams. Back up top to Hugenberg. Right side now to Cassidy Foley. Foley bothered by Lexi Daniels. Top of the key to Mackenzie Foley with 6:20 to go in the basketball game. Back up top now to Mackenzie Foley. Foley on the right wing to Cassidy Foley. Back up top now to Keating. Now here's a pass underneath, wide open, and the shot up and through by Mary Beth Hugenberg. She has 24, was able to get away from Sammy Thompson that time. Back comes Galesburg, 52-30 now in favor of Notre Dame. Florine between the circles, now on the right side. Gets the ball to Gully. Raina spins in the lane, puts a shot up
nice.
And through.
Nice move. Nice spin move and got herself in good position to get it up off the glass.
Gully has 5 in the ball game. 5 points, 52-32. Up top now, Quenna Keating. Keating for Notre Dame. Near side to Hugenberg. She gets away, and the paint got it back to Keating, and Keating will put it up the glass and through. Quenna Keating with 11. 54-32 Notre Dame. Gully now to Florine. Back to Sammy Thompson. Now to Gully. Alley-oop to Florine. Florine puts it up and through. Shaylee Florine, second basket of the game. She has 4. 54-34 Notre Dame. 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Quenna Keating up top now, looking, holding the ball between the circles. Hands it off to Gangenbacher. Gangenbacher left-handed dribble in the lane. Shoveled it off to Hugenberg who puts it up no good, but a whistle and a foul called against the Silver Streak.
I think it was Lexi Daniels with a reach on that one.
So Lexi Daniels picks up her first foul. That's a 17th foul against the Streaks. It'll send Mary Beth Hugenberg, who has 24 points in the game, to the free throw line, and she nails it.
Wholesale changes for the Streaks.
Ellsberg's going to put in the reserves as Florine Williams, Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels go out.
Katie Lingefelter, Madison Ross comes in, also Emily Weaver and Macy Steck.
One more now for Mary Beth Hugenberg, the 5'11 senior. Here it is, and it's good. Big game for her. 26 points for Hugenberg.
Alyssa Carl back in for the Streaks as well.
Back on the attack now comes Galesburg. This is Emily Weaver now for the Streaks. Crossing center court, 4:55 to go in the ball game. Got it on the right side to Madison Ross. Ross now on the dribble down into the corner out to Steck. Back up top to Weaver. Weaver now gets the ball to Alyssa Carl. Now to Madison Ross. Ross now hands it to Weaver. Weaver top of the key, gets some pressure. Was able to get the ball over to Carl. Now on the left wing, Macy Steck. She drives the baseline, puts the shot up, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here against Quincy Notre Dame.
Like Cassidy Foley with a push now. She's going to go to the bench and be replaced by Shelby Ulrich.
That's Foley's fourth. 15 foul against Notre Dame. Steck will throw, or Weaver will throw it in for the Streaks. Gets it into Steck left side. Steck now to Weaver. Weaver now will dribble up top, getting some pressure out front, being double teamed. Now the ball will go in the backcourt and will get over and back against the Streaks. How many times
I was
going to
say,
her?
So he kept pushing her further and further toward midcourt and finally knocked her into the backcourt, and they call the over and back. Wow.
Not enough for Chris Smith, the referee from Macomb. On the right side now, here's a bounce pass. They got the ball to Marcola. Now on the near wing to Shelby Ulrich. Here's a jumper from 17, no good by Gengenbacher. She gets her own rebound, backs out left side. We'll come down to the 4 minute mark in the ball game. Gengenbacher still in the game, working beyond the 3 point line. Got the ball in the back to Marcola. Now the pass underneath to Keating, who puts it up and through. Quinna Keating now with 13 in the ball game, 58-34 in favor of Quincy Notre Dame. Back up top now, this is Madison Ross. Got it to Weaver, who tried to get it into Carl. Now the fast break to Gengenbacher, who will put it up and through. She has 12, and it's 60-34 Notre Dame.
So you kind of wonder when he's going to pull the rest of the starters. I guess he does have a couple over there waiting to check in. But
on the left side now, Katie Lingefelter comes just inside the three-point line at the foul line. Right side now to Madison Ross to Weaver. Weaver, left-handed dribble, had the ball tipped away from her, was able to get the ball to Alyssa Carl. Carl now to Steck. Here's the give and go, and the shot up and through by Alyssa Carl. Carl has 4 points, 60-36. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame, and Eric Orne's going to call a 30-second timeout. Don't forget tonight, it's going to be Galesburg boys. Jim Lee along with Brad Benowitz, Manuka and Galesburg for the tournament championship at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that should be a good one. The Manuka team, they're not, I wouldn't say they're super talented, but they're very, very fundamental. We saw them that first game they played down here against Warren. And, boy, just solid. Just a solid team. They get after it defensively, and Streaks will have their work cut out for them tonight, but it is definitely a winnable game for them.
Well, that game with Dunlap they had Monday was a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
They were close at the end of the third quarter, and then Dunlap just went out and took it to him in the fourth quarter. Now, something on the floor, I don't know if it was blood or what it is. Massey's out there. He's right at the top of the key. The official's coming and looking at it, and the trainer comes out, and they're going to get some of the juice and put it on it, maybe some dried blood. Who said girls' basketball wasn't a physical game? See?
Let me ask you this, with Montini, as good as they've been on the girls' side of basketball, the same thing in football, they've dominated. Was that the same thing? Did that all happen after Addison Driscoll shut down as well, like they did with the football?
I think that's a contributing factor, yeah. And, you know, Notre Dame wanted so badly to play Montini last year, and then Vernon Hills upset them in the semifinals, and And then Quincy Notre Dame had no trouble with Vernon Hills in the championship game as they won that game 62-45 to win their third state championship in a row.
I say I don't think that takes away at all. I mean, you still got there. That you know, they got to get there to play you also. So,
well, it's like when the Bears wanted to play the Miami Dolphins in the Super Bowl and they had to play New England because they wanted to avenge that loss in Miami, their only loss of that 85 season. So sometimes you know you got to play the game.
You got
to play who you got to play. So they're working now. The custodian has come in to help the trainer, and they're working on what apparently is some dried blood in the Galesburg front court, and now they're going to bring the towel out, and the referee, Chris Smith of Macomb, is going to work on that, and the custodian is going to go off the floor, and we're going to be ready to go. It's going to be Quincy Notre Dame's ball. Galesburg has Emily Weaver, Macy Steck, along with Alyssa Carl, Madison Ross, and Katie Lingenfelder on the floor. It's 60-36, Quincy Notre Dame. Triggered inbounds by Shelby Ulrich. Ulrich gets the ball into Marcola. Now on the right side, they come up top. This is Olivia Heyer who comes into the game for Notre Dame. Now back up top of the key, they get the ball to Alex Wilkins. Wilkins hands it off to Jada Humphrey. Humphrey now on the right side with 2:40 to go in the ball game. Back up top now to Wilkins for Notre Dame. Notre Dame on the near side to Olivia Heyer. She's a 5'8 sophomore. Back up top to 5'1 freshman Jada Humphrey. Humphrey left-handed dribble comes on the near side. Back now to Marcola. Marcola top of the key, right side now to Heyer. Heyer back up top, takes a dribble. Now on the near side to Humphrey. Humphrey back up top to Marcola. Marcola back on the right wing. She's able to get the ball on the right side. Now back up top to Heyer. Heyer has the ball tipped away, picked up by Emily Weaver of Galesburg. Weaver is tied up by Heyer. We'll get a held ball. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Here comes Kennedy McGee into the game for Notre Dame. So Galesburg will have it. They're moving left to right, trailing 60-36. Now we'll get a substitution as coming in for Galesburg is going to be Megan Gugliotta, and going out for the Streaks is Alyssa Carl. So Gugliotta will throw it in the backcourt to Emily Weaver, and back come Galesburg left to right.
And Jordan Kohler's in now too as well.
Maddie Ross got it to Kohler. Kohler had trouble with the ball but was able to pick it up. Now to Gugliotta. Left-handed dribble by Weaver up top. Weaver now gets the ball to Maddie Ross. One dribble, not a steck. She has it stolen by Jada Humphrey. Humphrey all the way down, puts the shot up, no good. She missed it. Gets her own rebound. That was tied up by Steck. And Humphrey just takes Steck and pushes her to the floor. We're going to get a held ball called, and it'll be Notre Dame's ball on the alternating possession.
Boy, that you think sometimes some of these girls are short, but she's in there at 5'1". I'm not even sure if she is 5'1". That's what they've got her listed at. But, yeah, just kind of threw her to the floor there.
Comes in the lane now, comes in, put up no good by Kennedy McGee, and now we'll get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul called here against Notre Dame. They'll call it on Olivia Heyer, her first. That'll be the sixth team foul against Quincy Notre Dame. Back comes Galesburg. Bringing it up for the Silver Streaks will be Jordan Kohler, along with Emily Weaver. They get it to Maddie Ross. Ross was looking for the backdoor pass to Kohler, but the ball was over her head as Kohler had broken through the lane, and so Quincy Notre Dame will get it back with a minute 30 to go. Here comes Jada Humphrey. Humphrey now gets it on the near side to Olivia Heyer. Heyer will drive the lane, tried to get a pass on the baseline, was tipped away but picked up by Heyer. Now Wilkins will put it up and through. Alex Wilkins with the basket. She's a 5'10 junior, 62-36 Notre Dame. Back on the attack comes Weaver now to Maddie Ross. Ross now on the right side. Got the ball to Steck. Macy Steck with the three in and out, no good. The rebound batted and picked up by Humphrey. Jada Humphrey of Notre Dame. Bounce pass in the paint. Here's a shot up and through by Notre Dame's Alex Wilkins. She has two straight hoops, and it's 64-36 with 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. Weaver's going to get bumped out front, and they'll call a foul against Shelby Ulrich. Her first, the seventh team foul.
Boy, the bench comes in and plays just like the starters do. They just don't, there's no quitting. They just, they're hounding you all over the court.
Emily Weaver is 1-for-6 from the free throw line on the season. Will go to the free throw line here for the Silver Streaks. Weaver eyes it, here it is, and she missed it. The rebound, though, controlled in the lane by Gugliotta. Her shot up no good, picked up by Ross. Now back out as Galesburg will pull it out as Emily Weaver has it top of the key. Gets a pick from Gugliotta, drives the corner. Back up top now to Maddie Ross with 35 seconds to go. Ross hands the ball off to Steck. Macy Steck, the give and go to Maddie Ross. She'll put it up no good, but she's going to be fouled. And the foul is going to be called against Kennedy McGee, her first in the 18th foul against Notre Dame. Maddie Ross will go to the free throw line and shoot two. She's 0 for 3 on the season.
Nice little pick and roll there. Again, it's tough to get that pass over the top. I mean, she was able to get it in there that time, but
Galesburg's so, well, both teams, but Galesburg's so good fundamentally. They're just young.
Yeah.
You know, Kelso and Lingenfelder are the only seniors on the team, and Kelso the only senior starter. Maddie Ross made the first, her first point of the ball game. She makes them both. 64-38 now in favor of Quincy Notre Dame with 26 seconds to go in the game. Back comes Jada Humphrey. Up top now to Wilkins. Near side, this is Ulrich. 19 seconds. Ulrich will back it out. She's looking. Now a bounce pass on the high post. Got it down to Wilkins. Wilkins will dribble around the three-point line to Jada Humphrey with 8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Humphrey will back out at center court against Steck. Drives the lane, shovels it up, and we'll get a travel against Jada Humphrey with 2.2 seconds on the clock.
She is quick, but she ran right into, I think, Madison Ross there and bounced backward and traveled with it.
Jordan Kohler gets it into Weaver, who shoots it at the buzzer, no good. And the final score will read Quincy Notre Dame 64, Galesburg 38. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streak's girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
If your New Year's resolutions include your finances, you're not alone. It's a perfect time to review financial goals and think about what lies ahead. If you're working toward retirement, already retired, saving for college, or just wanting to be ready for the unexpected, Dan Butler, financial advisor at Edward Jones, can help. He'll work together with you to set and try to keep your New Year's financial resolution. To learn more, call Dan Butler's office at 344-8737 to make an appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Craddy Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Craddy. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Do you like getting more? Are you in favor of more flavors? Do you like having your vanilla cone and eating it too? Then McDonald's new Dollar Menu and More is for you. It's all your Dollar Menu favorites and so much more. Like the crunchy, tangy, brand new barbecue ranch burger, just a dollar. And the new bacon cheddar McChicken sandwich with thick cut applewood smoked bacon, only $2. For those who think more of a good thing is a great thing, there's the new Dollar Menu and More. Something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. Power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Final stats, the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, the Silver Streaks made a half of it, but Galesburg outscored 44-12 in the second half, and the Streaks fall to Quincy Notre Dame 64-38. Jim Wyman with Tom Meredith. back at John Thiel Gym. A tough one for Galesburg today, but, you know, they had a real nice first half.
Yeah, they really did. And, you know, you got to play all four quarters, and Quincy Notre Dame showed why they are the number two team in the state. I mean, that pressure was just relentless, and the Streaks did a nice job. They had some trouble with it early in the ball game, but from about midway to late first quarter through that second quarter, they did a really nice job of handling it. Of course, they took the full court pressure off for a while, but the Streaks did a really nice job offensively. But once they cranked that pressure back up in the second half, Streaks just really had trouble, and then you lost Sabrina Clay to fouls. I mean, she was in foul trouble a good chunk of the first half and lost her, what, about 3.5 minutes to go in that third quarter. Made it a little tough. And then, you know, you got after that, even though you got some easy looks, you weren't getting those to go down, and things really nothing went right after that.
Our postgame final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. For all your sporting goods, streak related or otherwise, it's Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Let's run down the stats. First of all, for Quincy Notre Dame, they upped their season record to 18-2 on the season. Their only loss is coming to Morton on Saturday night, 50-49, and then they lost early in the season to Incarnate Word, which is a Catholic school from St. Louis. They were led in scoring, the Notre Dame Lady Raiders were, by Mary Beth Hugenberg, their 5'11 senior forward. She had 26 points in the ballgame, 13 for Quenna Keating, 12 points for Kristen Gengenbacher, 5 for Mackenzie Foley, 2 points in the game for Erica Obert, 1 point for Mackenzie Foley, and 1 point for Hannah Marcola. For the Silver Streaks, they were led in scoring today by Haley Kelso. Now, we'll have to ask Coach Massey about Kelso and her shin/knee injury, because she went out, then came back, then played in the second half. She went out right in the second quarter and went out of the ball game, but did come back. Kelso in the game scoring 12 points, all from the three-point line. She had 4 3-pointers for Galesburg. Also scoring for the Streaks today, Kelso the only player in double figures. 5 points for Raina Gully, 5 points for Lexi Daniels, 4 points in the game for Shaylee Florine, 4 points for Alyssa Carl in the ball game, 2 points in the game for Sabrina Clay, 3 points for Sammy Thompson, 2 points for Madison Ross, and 1 point for Kaylin Boydston. It was 12-12 at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks leading 26-25 at the half, outscoring Quincy Notre Dame 14-13 in the second quarter. Then Notre Dame outscored Galesburg 23-4 in the third quarter to lead at 48-30, and they outscored us 21-8 in the fourth quarter to win it 64-38. Our interview with Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks, brought to you on WGIL by McDonald's. I'm loving it at McDonald's. Boy, Coach, you had that halftime lead at 26-25, but they really came out in the third quarter and took it to you.
Yeah, you know, we knew they were going to come back at us a little bit stronger in the second half, and we just, that first 3 minutes, we weren't able to answer the bell, and that was unfortunate. That, you know, it's, I think, like I said to the girls, I think Morton's game and today's game, you know, should sure make them believe that if we stay tough through 32 minutes, that there's some pretty good teams we can compete with. But right now, you know, we just, we don't have the discipline to, you know, stay with it for a full 32 minutes.
You know, you handled early on, in the very early in the game, the pressure got to you right off the bat. It was kind of deer in the headlights. But about, I guess, two-thirds of the way through that first quarter and through the second quarter, you did a really nice job of handling it and got some really nice looks on the offensive end and finding somebody open each time.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't, in the first half, wasn't disappointed with how we handled their pressure. And even in the half court, of I thought there were some instances, like when they switched defenses, that I thought we showed, you know, like an ability to just be patient and against pressure and realize it's not going to be simple, and just kept working and working. And then we ended up, we got some decent things in.
What about Haley Kelso? She had an injury. Was it her knee or her shin, or what happened?
I'm not sure of, you know, she landed on her knee you know, we'll just have to monitor that and see how she is.
Well, your team found out that they could handle a very physical play, because that first half, I don't know if I've seen a more physical game. They were kind of letting everything go for a while. Then it got a little bit touchy, but your team, I thought, did a nice job, and actually on both sides of handling how physical it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's it is what it is. It's like this is, you know, one of the tougher years as far as trying to help players understand what's going on, because it really is game to game. The basketball is a different game than it was a year ago. And I'm not saying that it's, you know, that they call it right, they call it wrong. It's just every single game is different. And unfortunately, today was one in which the idea of, you know, of the extra pressure on the perimeter was, they benefited some. We were in a 2-3 zone, and they're man-to-man. So, that part of it's tough, but you just got to work and get better.
Sabrina Clay going out with 5 fouls in the third quarter also hurt you.
Yeah, it did. And I believe it was her, you know, her, I forget the segment of stuff, but it was her first two were clearly on her. And then the weird part was really her third, I think it was her third and her fourth foul, two of her fouls in there were really clearly on, you know, Rainick ended up came from behind, and but they gave it to her, and then another one was on Shaylee there, and that's tough right there, is where when she gets it in the area, because it what happens is she does certain things that we don't have, you know, a real replacement for.
Talk a little bit about playing Moline on Thursday night, Coach, and you went up there and lost to them 40-20 at Wharton earlier in the season, so a little bit of revenge on your mind as the Maroons come to town.
Well, we'll have to figure out of, we got tomorrow and Wednesday to get ready, but I have to figure out that were just dominant inside against us, very good scoring inside, they were very good on the offensive boards, we got very few. So we got to be better, in that aspect of the game. And then the big deal is with them is that they've just this year gone to kind of play in a matchup zone. We got to figure, how we can score there. And it's always tough with a matchup because you've got to be a little bit more patient. It takes time.
Evan, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Okay, thanks.
Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. We'll take a break, be back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Hey, Illinois fans, it's time for Big Ten basketball. Come out and cheer on your Fighting Illini as they take on top 25 opponents from across the conference. It's a Big Ten season you won't want to miss. Tickets are on sale now, but going fast. Help us sell out State Farm Center for every Big Ten game this season. Visit FightingIllini.com to buy your tickets today.
You could win cash this winter just by wearing the new green WGIL button. Pick up your free button today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jim Wyman, Tom Meredith back on WGIL Galesburg. Again, our final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Okay, Tom, do the stats reflect the final score of 64-38, Quincy Notre Dame over Galesburg?
Yeah, they do. Rebounding-wise, Treese Rout rebounded 24-17. Quincy Notre Dame had 11 offensive rebounds in the game. The Streaks with 14 defensive, just 3 offensive rebounds. Turnovers, the real story, though. By the way, Shaylee Florine with 8 rebounds to lead the way for the Streaks, 6 for Hugenberg to lead the way for QND. But the big story, 23 turnovers for the Streaks, 13 for Quincy Notre Dame, which probably doesn't make Coach Oren happy that they had that many even, but Streaks able to force some, especially in that third quarter when Quincy Notre Dame was actually extending that lead. The Streaks were able to force a few turnovers, but yeah, just 8 turnovers in the first quarter, and then the third quarter for the Streaks, 10 turnovers, and that really was the difference. Once it started to go, it happens quickly against a good team. I mean, once they get it rolling and get that momentum going, it's tough to turn it back around.
So the Streaks drop now to 13-10. They'll get back into Western Big Six conference play on Thursday against Moline. They're 2-4 in the Western Big Six. And Quincy Notre Dame goes to 18-2. We'll take another break, come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Lori Plunk for WGIL. A Bates Black and Chrome Biker Ball is Saturday, February 8th from 8 p.m. till midnight in the Kensington Ballroom. Live music and dancing for $30 or choose $5 general admission. Get ticket info and contacts on the calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Manuka is the opponent as the Galesburg boys wrap up the Martin Luther King tournament tonight. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Streets pregame coverage of Galesburg and Manuka at 5:40 tonight on WGIL.
We want to also mention this afternoon that all the cars for our road games are provided by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street. In Galesburg, we don't have we only have two more road games. Nutrier and UT will be home against Moline this Thursday, and then home next weekend for two games next Saturday for the girls. And then a week from Thursday, we'll be home again as well. Quincy will be coming here to play the Silver Streaks, and then UT and Nutrier will wind up our season, and both of those are road games. Well, what about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game? You better call Dave's. What do you think, Tom?
Well, you know, this is a tough one in a loss like this. But, you know, during the time the Streaks were in the basketball game, especially early on, this young lady really, I mean, kept us in it almost single-handedly in that first quarter. I mean, 4-for-6 from behind the arc. I think she hit her first three before she missed one. And, yeah, Haley Kelso just really kept us in it early on.
So Haley Kelso, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. The boys won earlier today, 62-47 against Maine South. They will play Manuka at 6 o'clock tonight. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with the pregame show at 5:40. The tip-off at 6. Two more games, Maine South and Blue Island. They're announcing the starting lineups for that right now. That game about ready to get underway. And then Warren and Dunlap will play at 4:30 this afternoon in the girls' tournament, the boys' tournament, I should say. The girls' tournament going on today at U-High and at Lombard and at Morton. So games going on all around Central Illinois in that girls' tournament. The final again, it was Quincy Notre Dame 64 and Galesburg 38. Our thanks to Terry Cavanaugh, and I think Brian Prescott was also back there at the Galesburg Radio Center in downtown Galesburg spinning the dials today. The Silver Streaks again falling to 13-10 on the season, and Galesburg will play Moline on Thursday night. It was Quincy Notre Dame 64, Galesburg 38. For Tom Meredith, I'm Jim Wyman. So long from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.